Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, you've got College Boys Basketball coming at you for the first time in 25-26 basketball season. The Hawks taking on a Mack High Pioneer team who was one of the teams we managed to beat last year. And the Hawks trying to get the season off to a winning start as they did in last year's campaign. Normally we take a break at this point, but because it got kind of a late start, we're just going to dive right into it. The Hawks coming off a disappointing campaign last year. They were 2-18 and they were winless in districts. They ended up going 0-15. The Hawks did open the season with two straight wins. They beat WAVA 77-32 at College Place, and then they went to Milton Freewater and beat the Pioneers 52-42. But then we started league play, and it was kind of all downhill from then. We seriously struggled and were unable to get a league win. The good news is we are returning virtually everybody that contributed significantly last year. I know we did lose the older Arlington brother, but the bulk of our heavy contributors from last year, well, they are back. So we're going to have, as swing players, you got Sean Thorpe, freshman forward, Brody Smith, a sophomore forward, Tanner Arlington, who saw some time last year, a sophomore guard. And then we'll also have Ryan Gorton, Landon Decime, a senior guard. He is a transfer from Wahai, so be interesting to see how he contributes. And then we'll have Judah Breithaupt, Kyler Creeley. Of course, it's back Big John Perks. 20 games, averaging 12 points, 11 rebounds is going to be out there. Caden Kirschbaum, honorable mention all-league, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds. Zeke Hartwell, a point guard, played in 12 games last season, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. And Evan Geese, played in 15 games last season, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. So we did lose two starters, but Kirschbaum and Perks in particular were the primary offensive contributors last year, and having them back this year bodes potentially well for the season we will have upcoming. And again, this is our first shot here against a Mack High Pioneer team that we beat last year 52-42 in Milton Freewater. We're going to take another break so I can create my scoring list, and then we'll be back with starting lineups. We might be able to get to the SCAC scoreboard, as we did have some games take place yesterday, and of course we'll have the opening tip-off and all the action as we're here live from the Hawks Nest as the Hawks getting ready to open the 25-26 campaign against the Mack High Pioneers. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. Let's go ahead and go over coaches' notes. Kurt Pumphrey is always so kind to provide notes to your humble correspondent here. And I'd like to share with you what it is that he was sharing with me. First of all, Mack High has a new coach in Juan Garcia. He actually coached Juan when he played at Mack High. Mack High lost most of the scoring from last season with Rajdeep Singh now playing at Western Washington and Giovanni Sandoval. And I recall Rajdeep Singh was a menace from three last year in Milton Freewater. Their prime returner will be their guard, Adrian Camarena, who's a streaky shooter from three. Their tendency last season is they like to start to the right with a long pass, and they have a circle motion offense with cutters to the middle. Coach Pumphrey's pretty confident that we're going to outsize them, and they're going to have to move to a zone defense. For us, we are planning on starting in man and extending guards to see how they handle the pressure. Being a new coach and program, going to look to use traps and zones in an effort to confuse. And then offensively, we're installing a dribble drive offense that suits this group of players well, and they've had great success on it. It is an attack-quick offense, so it's fun to play and watch with lots of action going downhill at the rim. Tellingly, yeah, that downhill movement in particular was something Caden Kirschbaum excelled in at times last year. I still look for Kirschbaum to be trying to get the ball in, and then, if at all possible, feeding Perks down low. We need big games from Kirschbaum and Perks. Keeping in mind, those two are just juniors. I mean, they were driving a great deal of our offense last year as sophomores, so this perhaps would bode somewhat well for us this season in improving on that kind of dreadful 2-18 campaign. They got off to a great start. I mean, we had two wins, and then we weren't able to get anything going subsequently after that. Briefly, while we're doing some brief game introductions, take a look at other action in the SCAC. Non-league games taking place yesterday. Ellensburg went to Wapato, and Wapato beat Ellensburg 76-72. Zilla went to Prosser, and the Leopards beat up on the Mustangs 91-59. Kai B went to Riverview, and the Bears beat the Panthers 52-46. And then 2B Tri-Cities Prep went up to Mattawa and beat the Waluke Warriors 67-43. So Wapato, Zilla, and Kai B all getting wins in non-league play on Tuesday. And Waluke, as mentioned, losing to the Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars. McLaughlin introducing their bench players, including Aiden Camarena, Nathan Garner, Randall Montgomery, and Malachi Huffman. For the Hawks, we're going to have
number 10, sophomore Tanner Arlington.
Oh, okay, number 10. I had him down as number 1, so we'll put him as 10. So we'll have Tanner Arlington, Brody Smith, Sean Thorpe. Thorpe, a 6'2 freshman forward, getting his first time up at varsity. And I don't recall Brody Smith from last year as a 6'3 sophomore forward. Also in the rotation off the bench, we'll have Judah Breithop again, the 6'2 junior forward. Again, Landon Decime, he is a senior guard, 5'11 transfer from Wahai. And then we'll also have Ryan Gorton, the 6'6 senior post, who sometimes was quite the presence down low. Sometimes he had a little bit of trouble finishing. But between, I'm confused with regards to Gorton. So, not sure who it was I was thinking of. We do have some height. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters. First, for the visiting McLaughlin Pioneers, they're going to start at forward as 6'3 junior and number 0, Alexis Ibarra. And they're going to start at guard, a 5'9 senior, number 1, Adrian Camarena. A 6'1 senior guard and number 3, Diego Ledesma. A 6'1 senior forward and number 10, Tucker Bruno. And I seem to recall calling Bruno's number last year in Milton Clearwater, and then finally rounding things out for head coach Juan Garcia. They're going to have a 5'11 sophomore guard and number 12, Matthew Humbert. For College Place, Coach Kurt Pumphrey is going to start the 6'4 junior forward, number 2, Evan Geese. The 6'2 junior point guard, number 3, Zeke Hartwell. And he will have primary quarterbacking responsibilities in terms of getting the ball up. And then we'll have the 6'2 shooting guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 17 points per game, leading all Hawk players in that category. And as mentioned, he got honorable mention in all league last year. Then at center, listed as a forward, you got the 6'6 junior forward, Big Red. Big John Perks, number 20. Well, averaging a double-double last year. 12 points, 11 rebounds. And finally rounding things out and getting first round starts this year is going to be the 6'1 junior forward, number 22, Kyler Creeley, who got quite a bit of rotation time last year, looking for him to step up his contributions as part of the starting five. So the refs showing their zebra stripes now, taking those coats off and handing them to the officials table. And the Hawks break their final huddle. And Zeke Hartwell gives a big battle cry as they then approach the bench. And they're going to have a final huddle on the court, really brief, with Coach Kurt Pumphrey. And now we're ready to go as the Hawks come out in their home whites with that Bronco orange and blue trim. And they'll be moving from left to right as John Perks will step in against Alexis Ibarra. And Perks has at least 3 inches on Ibarra. So look for the redheaded junior to hopefully win the opening toss. So the refs double checking with one another. Now the lead ref is stepping in, bounces the ball, blows the whistle, tosses the ball, and Perks tips to Creeley. Creeley beats Geese driving right down and puts up an air ball. They're going to say less touched by Tucker Bruno. So it'll be Hawk basketball, 27 on the shot clock as Hartwell will take it out baseline. Hartwell to Perks. Quickly swing around to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum swinging to Hartwell. Right wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Creeley and I believe Ledesma fight for the rebound. And they're just going to say the ball was lost out of bounds by College Place. Just underway here in the Hawks' nest. No score. 7:49 to go in the first, as that was Humbert inbounding to, that is Adrian Camarena, who then lost the ball. It's going to be picked up by Kirschbaum. He's going to come down the right wing, got one man beat. I don't know how he didn't get fouled, but Hartwell will come down with the rebound, and then they're going to say he came down with the rebound, but then he traveled. So the Hawks get the steal, can't finish the break, get the offensive rebound, turn the ball over, as Humbert will inbound to Camarena. And Camarena will now drive to the right, driving against Kirschbaum. Wamstrup gets picked up by Perks, feeds to Humbert out at the top. Humbert, now he'll pull up for three and swirls it home. Matthew Humbert with a downtown bomb, and it's 3-0 Mack High as Hartwell drives into the key. He'll feed to Perks on the left wing. Wants to drive in, spins in, and they're going to call a holding foul on Humbert. Nope, sorry. Not on Humbert. That foul's going to be on Tucker Bruno. So Bruno will pick up his first personal. The Hawks will pick up a fresh 30. Kirschbaum. Oh, feeds the ball straight to Humbert. He wanted it up to Perks, but instead Humbert steals it and comes up court. He'll not feed Camarena. Camarena on the right wing to Humbert. Fakes the three. Now feed to Ibarra for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And Creeley will chase down the rebound. And feed Kirschbaum will come up the right wing. Kirschbaum pulling up now from about 18. Hits top of the key. Caden Kirschbaum, first bucket of the season. And we're going to have a timeout on the court. No. What are we doing? We've got a sub coming in, and that is Landon Decimate. No, we do have a timeout. 30-second timeout. 6:39 to go. Hawks trail 3-2, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
6:39 to go in the first. Hawks trail 3-2 to Mack High as Camarena wants to drive baseline. Gets cut off by Creeley. Now feeds to Ibarra on the right wing. He then tries to drive baseline. Gets tied up again by Creeley, and they're going to call a charge. Alexis Ibarra is going to pick up his first personal. So Kirschbaum will inbound with Humbert coming into the backcourt to make a pest of himself, but he'll get it off to Evan Geese. And Geese will bring it up. Geese at about center circle. Now feeds to Kirschbaum on the right wing. Drives against Humbert. Pulls into the key. Pulls up from 15 and hits. Look out. Caden Kirschbaum giving the Hawks their first lead of the season at 4-3. As Camarena wants to drive in against Geese. Now Kirschbaum is going to pick him up, and they got two of them on him. Feeds down low to Humbert, drives baseline, feeds to a driving Ibarra. Shot ends up being no good. Long rebound going to be brought down by Tucker Bruno. Then we have a long three. That shot ends up being no good, and Decime will come down with the rebound. And Decime will bring it up. Transfer from Wahai. Decime, he'll hand off to Creeley. Creeley. Dribbling at the top. Drives down left lane. Lays it up and in. Hello. Nice move to the bucket. 6-3 College Place. They're on a 6-0 run. As Camarena will bring it up. And pass intercepted by Creeley. We got a 2-on-1 fast break. It is Creeley and Geese. Creeley feeds to Geese. He's got to pull back out. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum in the corner. Pulls up. Puts up a wild three. It was contested. I'm not quite sure what he was thinking. And Ledesma comes down with the rebound. Will then feed to Humbert. Humbert, give in the right corner to Camarena. Camarena quickly picked up by Creeley and Decime. Now wants to drive baseline, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Creeley. Yeah, that foul will be on Kylie Creeley. That'll be his first personal. Got Judah Breithaupt and Zeke Hartwell checking. I didn't even realize Hartwell had checked out. And Hartwell will spell Kirschbaum. And Creeley will also go to the bench. So Humbert will inbound. Puts it off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Picked up by Geese. Geese screaming down the right wing. Now wants to drive baseline. Goes up against Ledesma. Has to kick it back out instead to Breithaupt. Goes down low to Perks. Slams it home. Flush. By Big John Perks, brought to you by Judah Breithaupt. 8-3 College Place. They're on an 8-0 run, and then Geese is going to get called for a foul on Camarena. So Evan Geese with his first personal. Second team foul. And Kirschbaum will check in and spell Geese as Ledesma will take it out right in front of the head of the Hawk bench. Ledesma gives to Humbert in the corner. Humbert. Reminded, unfortunately, of Nabokov as Humbert pulls up from 15. Shot is no good. Feeds to rebound Hartwell, who then feed Kirschbaum, who wasn't looking for it, and the Hawks turn the ball over. Zeke Hartwell with his second turnover. As Humbert will inbound to Camarena. Well, maybe he won't because Hartwell's making a pest of himself, but he does get it in Camarena. Now back to Humbert on the right wing. Humbert with Kirschbaum coming out on him. He'll step back three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound tracked down by Zeke Hartwell. Goes behind his back. Loses dribble. Picked up by Perks. Feeds off to Decime for a long two. Off the front of the rim. No good. Ledesma rebound for Mack High. He'll feed to Humbert. 8-3 College Place. 4 minutes to go in the first. And what do we got here? Ryan Gorton getting ready to check in as Ledesma drives down the right wing. Has the pass flat out stolen by Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will then lope it up. He then stutter steps, drives into the key. They're going to call a travel. No, they're going to call a jump ball. Wow. All right, possession of favoring the Pioneers. So Gorton will check in, as will Malachi Huffman for Mack High. As Big Red, John Perks will get a breather. So Humber will take it out baseline. 8-3 College Boys, 3:46 to go in the first. And Camarena will bring it up. Give on the left wing to, who is that? It's Tucker Bruno. Now back to Ibarra for a long three off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebounds, just going to be allowed to go out of bounds. So it'll be Hawk basketball. So Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Hartwell. And Zeke is wearing matching shoes this year. He mismatched him last year. He fakes left, goes right, then feeds to Breithaupt in the corner. Breithaupt then puts up a running 12-footer, swirls in and out, no good, and Ibarra will come down with a rebound. To Camarena, up court to Ledesma. Perks getting ready to check back in as Bruno drives into the key, puts it up from 8 feet, got fouled. His shot is no good, but he's going to go to the charity stripe. Having been fouled by Ryan Gorton, that'll be his first personal. So this is the first shot from the charity stripe for anybody. It'll be Tucker Bruno, the 6'1 senior. Puts the first up in front of the rim, no good. Creeley and Perks to check back in with Gorton. Gorton and I did not see who coming off the court. We got Decime, Creeley, Perks, Breithaupt, and Caden Kirschbaum out there as the second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good, and Creeley in position for the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, getting a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Humbert in particular making a pest of himself, but Kirschbaum will cross the timeline. On the right wing, still shaking and baking, now wants to drive into the key, somehow drives into the key, lost his dribble. Now it ends up going on the deck. We had a travel. I don't know how that's not called. Ibarra ends up with the ball. Almost had an, and we do have an over and back. Yep. I was going to say that looks suspicious. And Juan Garcia says he got over the timeline, but the refs are saying nope, it's over and back. As Evan Geese will check in and Judah Breithaupt will go to the bench. And inbound in the backcourt to Decime. Decime to Creeley at the top. Oh, wanted to feed Perks. Ball's going to be tipped. Stolen by Humbert. Coming up the right wing. He's going to have to pull up. Now wants to drive baseline. Tries to drive between two. And they're going to call a holding foul. They're going to call a shooting foul. All right. So Humbert's going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Kyler Creeley. That is his second personal, so Humbert will go to the line. The Pioneers are 0 for 2. 2:36 to go in the first. Hawks up 8-3. And they're still up 8-3 as Humbert puts his first off the front of the rim. No good. So Humbert, now giving it another chance. Fires, swirls in, out, and up and down, and good. Humbert with one from the charity stripe, and the Hawks doubling up. Mack High still 8-4. 2:29 to go in the first. Evan Geese, deep on the right wing, wants to drive into the key. Pulls back out. He'll feed to a driving Perks, who easily lays it up and in. Perks, brought to you by Evan Geese. 10-4, College Place. Humbert feeds the ball to the invisible man. Humbert wanted Camarena, and the pass was going north, and Camarena was traveling south at speed. Pioneers turn the ball over. Inbound to Decime. Up the line, and Decime will come up court. Now pulling up around top right wing with Camarena coming out on him to Perks. Top of the key. Oh, beautiful move on Ibarra, who just waits for him to make his moves around, and Perks easily lays it up and in. John Perkins' footwork has improved over last year, for sure. As Humbert will bring it up, and the Pioneers showing 12-4. As Bruno wants to drive in, and sits kick out to Camarena for three. Air ball, and Geese will let it go out of bounds. 1:38 to go in the first, and the Hawks kind of following the lead. The ladies set them. Lady Hawks up 17-1 after one. Hawks up 12-4 right now with 1:35 to go in the first. Geese to Creeley. on the right wing to a driving Kirschbaum. Has to dribble back out because he had to travel back and get it. Now drives top of the key. Feed back out to Geese. Geese wants to feed Perks. He has to come out and get it. Gathers it back in. Feeds Creeley. Drives baseline. Lays it up and in. Beautiful feed by John Perks for Kyler Creeley to scoop it up. We got a timeout on the floor with 1:13 to go in the first. Hawks up 14-4. We'll be back with 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy tasting. Good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:13 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 3-0. And then they go on a 14-1 run. They're up 14-4 against Mackay here in the Hawks Nest as Camarena will bring it up for the Pioneers. And Camarena with Geese all over him dribbles left. Now he's got Kirschbaum on him. Now he'll give on the left to Bruno. Bruno will swing around to the top to Humbert. Humbert quickly getting double-teamed to, who is that? Malachi Huffman. Cross-court to Camarena on the left. Camarena wants to scoop. Feeds down to, oh, Ibarra, who had a shot rejected by John Perks. Gets his own rebound, feeds Decime. Decime on the left wing to Kyler Creeley. In the corner, rather. Creeley, oh, beautiful one-touch to Kirschbaum, who's put up, put back was a little bit too strong. That was a great look, though. You perfect that, those easy points, as Humbert wants to drive into the keys, got to come back out. He'll then feed to Huffman. Huffman, facing a double team, wants to drive in, now pulls up in the right corner and has his pass stolen by the big long arms, John Perks. He'll feed Kirschbaum. He stutter steps, drives into the key, stutter steps, drives right lane, lays it up and in. Caden Kirschbaum, 6 points. 16-4 college plays, 5 seconds to go. Here in the first quarter, Humbert to Huffman. Huffman pulls up at the buzzer and hits it. Are they saying it counts? I believe they're saying that he got the shot off too late. So the first quarter comes to an end, and it's not all college plays, but it's pretty close to it. After one quarter play, Hawks 16, Pioneers 4. Back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
My apologies to Hank Warden of Edward Jones. We're supposed to be announcing them after three-pointers. So for the boys' game, we missed one of those. So thank you to Hank Warden and Edward Jones for your support of Hawk basketball. Ryan Gorton checking in to start the second quarter, as is Zeke Hartwell and Judah Breithaupt. So the only starters you got out there are Perks and Caden Kirschbaum. And it'll be Hawk basketball to start the second, with Breithaupt taking it off far sideline. He'll give in the backcourt to Hartwell. And Zeke will bring it up with Bruno coming out on him. Zeke on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum to a driving Perks. Stutter steps, drives baseline, and wanted to feed Gorton. The ball ends up getting slapped out of bounds by Ledesma. So it will be Hawk basketball with 16 on the shot clock. Hartwell will take it out baseline. Zeke with a stand-up hairdo to Kirschbaum in the left corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Oh, they're going to say he got fouled. I don't know if they're giving him two or three. But the foul is going to be on. That is Matthew Humbert. That'll be his first personal. So Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line, and he's taking three. It's the first trip to the charity stripe for the Hawks tonight, and Caden Kirschbaum coolly sinks the first. 17-4 college place. Lady Hawks led 17-1 after one. Hawks led 16-4. The second swirls that one home. 18-4. Now Kirschbaum, 2 for 2, trying to make it 3 for 3. And nothing but net. Caden Kirschbaum already with 9 points with 7:42 to go here in the first half. Hawks up 19-4. Camarena will bring it up. I seem to remember that game was back and forth up at Mack High, and it's not really the case here as Ledesma feeds to Humbert on the right wing. Can't take the three. Drives to the top of the key. And now gives on the left to Bruno. Bruno pulls up for a left wing three. Offside of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. Humbert tips his own rebound to himself. Now he's under tremendous double-team pressure. Manages to slice the double-team to Bruno. Pulls up from eight and swirls that one home. Bruno with the field goal, making it 19-6 college place. As Kirschbaum will now drive into the key. Slices down the left lane. Lays it up and in. Caden Kirschbaum with 11 points. 21-6 college place. Camarena on the left wing to Bruno. Bruno wants to drive into the key, and we got a whistle away from the ball. I think we're going to have a foul on Zeke Hartwell. Nope, I take that back. That foul is going to be on Ryan Gorton. That is his second personal. Gorton and Kyler Creeley both with two fouls. So Humbert, I believe it's Humbert, will take it out baseline with a fresh 30 with Caden Kirschbaum in his face. Humbert bounce to Bruno on the right wing, feed to Ibarra in the right corner, and then they're going to call a foul on Ryan Gorton. That will be his third personal, so that'll bring Evan Geese off the bench. Yep. Gorton will have three, and Evan Geese will have to step in for him. So Humbert, again, will take it out with a fresh 30 on the baseline. And he feeds to Camarena, who has to bring it out. Goes left corner, now all the way up to center circle. Now to Humbert on the right wing. Humbert to a driving Ibarra. His shot is no good, but Camarena comes down with a rebound to Bruno. Back to Camarena on the right wing. He'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Geese and Bruno end up fighting for the rebound, and Bruno tips it out of bounds. Kyler Creeley checking in for college place, and he will spell Judah Breithop. So Geese will inbound to Zeke Hartwell, who will play quarterback. And Hartwell looks better in matching shoes. Faking right, going left. Now feeds to Kirschbaum at the top. Whoops, lost a handle on his dribble. Brings it back out. Still dribbling. A down low to Perks. Perks drives in against a triple team and lays it up and in. And I believe he got fouled. Yes, he did. So Perks has the opportunity for the and one. Having been fouled by Randall Montgomery, who had checked in. So that's his first personal. So John Perks, who has 8 points, hits his first trip to the charity stripe. Hawks 3 for 3. And Perks, that little routine of his, swirls in and out and down and good. Hawks 4 for 4, 24-6 college place. Moreno will bring it up. This ain't no back and forth game like you had back in Milton Freewater. It is virtually all college place. As Ledesma turns around, pulls up from 18. Oh! 2-pointer from Ledesma. Nice mid-range jumper there, making it 24-8 college place. As Zeke Hartwell, he'll pull up from the top for three, off the side of the rim, no good. Perks skies for the rebound, gathers it in, and can't make the putback work. As Humbert will then collect the subsequent rebound. He comes down the right wing and then pull up for three. Way long. Long rebound brought down by Zeke Hartwell. And Zeke will bring it up. Dribbling to the right, still maintaining his dribble. Hand off to Evan Geese on the right wing. Goes behind his back. He'll feed back out to Zeke. Zeke then drives into the key. slices through a double team, puts it off the bottom of the rim, no good, no call. Camarena comes down with a rebound, feeds Bruno in transition, and he lay-in is too strong. Humbert steals the rebound, however, from Geese, who then quickly gets double teamed into oblivion. Oh, and they're going to call a blocking foul? Interesting. And they're going to call the foul on Kyler Creeley. So Creeley and Ryan Gorton both have three fouls with 5:05 to go here in the first half as Ibarra will check in and Bruno will go to the bench. Decime will check in for College Place and Creeley will go to the bench. And Humbert will inbound to Ibarra, who then drives baseline and manages to lay it up and in for his first bucket of the game. Hawks up 24-10. Not calling a little 4-0 run, however. As Kirschbaum dribbles on the right, feeds a driving Geese, who wanted to the alley-oop and ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Ooh, nice idea. So Humbert will inbound to Camarena. Hawks had been on a 24-1 run at one point. As Camarena spins around, feeds to Ibarra in the corner for three. And that is good. That is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three from Ibarra. And suddenly, Hawk lead go from 24-6 to 24-13. We're going to have a timeout. 4:22 to go in the half. Mack High on a 7-0 run, but Hawks up 24-13. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks led 24-6, and then Mack High put together a 7-0 run, and Kurt Pumphrey called the timeout to stop the bleeding. As Kirschbaum will inbound to Zeke Hartwell. And Hartwell at center circle. Feed to Geese on the right wing. Geese now wants to drive into the key. Goes behind his back. Lost the handle on his dribble. Could be picked up by Humbert. Picked back up by Geese. Humbert now with Geese on him. He's got to pull up. Still maintaining his dribble. Now turns into the key. Goes up against Perksno. Instead feed to Camarena in the left corner. Camarena now bring it out to the top. And Camarena with Decime on him. Goes all the way around. Now feed to... That is... Who is that? That is Randall Montgomery with an Edward Jones, Hank Warden three. And now we got a block. No, we have a charge. Charge on Evan Geese. Yep. And Evan Geese will pick up his second personal. So Judah Breithop will check in. And Kirk Pumphrey, however, motioning to the ref going, there was a flop going on there, but... Mack High on a 9-0 run. Hawks had been up, didn't make that a 10-0 run, been up 24-6. Now they're up 24-16 as Montgomery almost lost the ball, and they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. So the Pioneers turn the ball over and see if the Hawks can stop the bleeding here. Been up 24-6. Had them up by a factor of 6, and now they're just up by 8 total. Back of 4, I beg your pardon, as Hartwell will pull up from 18 and rattle that one home. Zeke Hartwell with his first bucket of the game stops the bleeding. Hawk lead back up to double digits, 26-16. As Humbert gives on the left wing to, that was Ledesma. to Camarena. Back to Ledesma for three. Air ball ends up going on the deck. Wants the ball. It's going to be Bright Hop tying up, I believe, with Montgomery. And we got a jump ball with a possession arrow favoring Mack High. So 14 on the shot clock. Humbert will take it out baseline. 3:02 to go in the first half. Hawks up 26-16. Humbert. Oh, this pass is going to be almost intercepted by Zeke Hartwell, but ends up going out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock, and Mack High will take it out right in front of Kurt Pumphrey. And no one from Mack High wants to put the ball in. Finally, Montgomery will come over and do it, and he'll feed to Camarena. Camarena now dribbling out to center circle. Gives on the left wing to Humber, to Ledesma. Ledesma with Decime on him to Ibarra, spins in, and you got a shot clock violation. The Hawks harass Mack High into another turnover. Let's see if they can capitalize again. As Hartwell will give to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will loop up down the left wing. Now drive into the key, hand off to Hartwell. Hartwell driving into the key, pulls up from 15, hit it! And got fouled. Zeke Hartwell to the line for the and one. And that foul is going to be on Matthew Humbert. That'll be his second personal. Tucker Bruno to check in. And Zeke Hartwell, who is... I have him 0 for 1 from the line. Is that right? Well, we'll go with that. And Zeke with a couple of dribbles, and then hunkers and fires, and hits that. And the and one. 29-16 College Place. They're on a little 5-0 run. As Camarena to Ibarra, deep on the right wing, now drives into the key. Slices through two, gets blocked out of bounds by Perks. It's still going to be Pioneer basketball, but Big Red said get out. As Montgomery will take it out baseline. Montgomery slaps the ball, feeds to Ibarra on the left corner with Perks coming out on him. Tries to back down. You don't want to go up against him. Finally does. Ooh, they're going to call a foul on John Perks. Interesting. Got this one ref who's calling a number of fouls, let's just say. So Big Red picks up his first, and Ibarra will go to the line for two. The Pioneers are 1 for 4 thus far. Hawks, 5 for 6. And the student section giving Ibarra the what for. But he hits it. You make it 29-17 College Place. 2:15 to go in the half. Ibarra. And again, Hawk fans giving him the what for. Hunkers and fires. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. And Hartwell chases down the rebound and then lost it out of bounds. Zeke Hartwell's had his handful of turnovers, unfortunately, this evening. As Montgomery will take it out far sideline. To Camarena. Deep on the left with Hartwell on him. Now dribbling back and forth. Now Camarena back to center circle with 20 on the shot clock. To Ibarra for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Camarena. Camarena to Montgomery on the right wing. Now wants to drive in. Goes up against Kirschbaum, and they're going to call a reaching foul on Cade. And that'll be his first person. And that'll send Montgomery to the line, presumably for two. Montgomery's first trip to the charity stripe is an air ball. And the Hawk fans do surely enjoy that. Humbert, who I hadn't even realized checked out, will check back in and replace Ledesma. Montgomery's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. And Perks will sky for the rebound. Feed to Zeke Hartwell, who quickly lopes up the right wing. Now he'll pull up. Yeah, he'll pull up for three. Oh, and hits it. Zeke Hartwell with Hank Ward and Edward Jones bomb, and suddenly the Hawks back up 15. 32-17. Humbert
to Bruno. Drives into the key. Pass. Judah Breithoff.
And lays it up and in. Bruno with his second bucket of the game. Hawks by 13. 32-19. Hartwell with Bruno on him. Oh, come on. Yeah, okay. Finally, as Hartwell goes to the deck, they finally call a foul on Bruno. And that'll be his second personal. So Hartwell will take it out far sideline. Zeke will inbound to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, he'll pull up for a long three off the side of the rim, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. 1:15 to go in the half. Hawks trailed at 1.3-0. And they went on a 14-1 run and haven't really looked back since. Camarena to Ibarra. Ibarra, top of the key from about 18. Swirls in and out, no good. And Decime will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, stutter stepping. Now wanting to drive into the key. Stutter step, drives in. Euro step. Shot ends up being no good. And from about 8 feet off the side of the rim, Humbert will come down with a rebound. To Camarena on the left wing. Camarena now dribbling out to the top. Now stops, pulls up, feeds to Humbert on the right wing for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Perks will sky for the rebound. Under 30 seconds to go here. Mark. As Hartwell will walk across. Fakes left, goes right, and then goes up. And then they're going to say he got tripped. So we got a foul on the floor. 24 seconds to go in the first. It'll be Hawk bat. Nope, they're saying you're going to shoot two. All right, so that foul, that's on Montgomery. And Zeke Hartwell will go to the line for two more. He is 1-for-2 so far. 7-8 points has Zeke Hartwell. Make that 9. As he coolly sinks the first. Hawks up by 14, 33-19, 24 seconds to go in the half. Zeke with that remarkable head of hair. Hits the second. Zeke's in double digits. 34-19 as Camarena will bring it up. And Camarena with Zeke coming out on him to Humbert on the right wing, driving to Ibarra, then drives baseline, goes up against Perks. No! Did they call a charge? Or travel? They must have called a travel. 12 seconds to go. See if the Hawks can get one more. Come under 10 as Hartwell crosses the center line. And they'll feed to Kirschbaum on the right wing. 4 seconds to go. Kirschbaum. He's going to have to put up a desperation three. Ends up being an air ball. And the first half comes to an end. And it's not quite all Hawks, but it's close enough. After one half of play, College Place 34, Mack High 19 here at halftime. We'll be back with totals. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM.
sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and you know normally you'd say you'd like to say after a half like that it was Hawks from start to finish, but not quite. And then Mack High took a 3-0 lead, and then the Hawks proceeded to go on a 14-1 run, and they haven't really looked back. They lead at halftime 34-19. Although I will say at one point the Hawks were up 26-6 or something along those lines. And then Mack High went on a 9-0 run and got the lead back to single digits. And Kirk Pumphrey called a timeout and managed to stop the bleeding. And we get the lead back out here to 15 here at halftime. Let's go ahead and take a look at your decidedly unofficial scoring summary, because it is your humble correspondent who's doing the scoring. For the visiting Mack High Pioneers, you've got Diego Ledesma with 2 points. You have Randall Montgomery with 3. You've got Tucker Bruno and Matthew Humbert each with 4 points. And then Alexis Ibarra is leading all Mack High scorers on the court with 6 points. For the Hawks, well, they've only got 4 contributors. Kylie Creeley with 4 points down low early on. Big John Perks, 9 points, primarily in the first quarter. And then Zeke Hartwell with 10 points, all coming in the second quarter. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all scorers on the court with 11 points. He had 4 field goals in the first quarter and then took a 3 and got fouled and managed to sink all of those free throws in the second. So story of success for the Hawks. Well, for the most part, they're playing relatively sound defense. They are not allowing, when they are allowing Mack High looks at open threes, Mack High has occasionally, and I need to emphasize occasionally, punished us, but their shooting has been somewhat inconsistent. In fairness, the Hawks came out with their kind of hair on fire. They outscored Mack High 16-4 in the first quarter, outscored them 18-15 in the second, so Mack High playing a bit more even in the second half. Mack High getting 3 threes, getting 3 threes all in the second, and 2 of those threes were during that 9-0 run, as I recall. So the Hawks need to tighten that up. They had it well under control in the first quarter. They need to stop getting them those easy looks, and if they can continue to do that, then they should be all right. One lingering concern is potential issues with regards to foul trouble. Let's see. I want to make sure I've got my numbers right. Yeah, we have Evan Geese with 2. And then we also have Kyler Creeley and Rylan Gorton writing with 3 fouls. So, and those two had to spend the bulk of the second quarter on the bench. And that limited Kurt Pumphrey's ability to rotate in and out. So the Hawks perhaps have had to slow down just a bit, which may contribute to why they didn't dominate in the second quarter as thoroughly as they did in the first quarter. Although nevertheless, they outscored Mack High, which is what you're looking for. If you win every quarter, obviously you're going to win every game. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will have the SCAC scoreboard. We did have some non-league action on Tuesday. We'll review those scores for you, and then we'll take a look at the Hawks schedule through Christmas to see what they've got coming up. And keep in mind, we got league play starting next week as the Hawks are going to be on the road to Natchez Valley. But we'll talk about that after we take this break, as we're at halftime here from the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks lead the Mack High Pioneers 34-19. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett. Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
At halftime here at the Hawks Nest, the Hawks haven't exactly led from start to finish. They did trail 3-0, but they lead at halftime. After having taken the lead 4-3 early on, they never looked back. They lead 34-19. Let's take a look at the SCAC scoreboard as we have some non-league action this week, and we had a number of games yesterday. Ellensburg was hosted by Wapato, and the Wolves beat Ellensburg 76-72. Zilla, meanwhile, traveled to Prosser, and the Leopards dealt the Mustangs poorly. Zilla 91, Prosser 59. Kaidi went to 2B Riverview and beat the Panthers 52-46. And then my home high school, Tri-Cities Prep, went up to Mattawa and beat up on the Waluke Warriors 67-43. By all accounts, don't let that suggest that the Warriors are no good. The story I hear from Tri-Cities Prep is that the Jaguars are really quite good. And that is factoring in there. For the Hawks coming up through Christmas, they're going to have WAVA on Saturday. That'll be their next contest. And then they start league play next Tuesday on the road at Natchez Valley. Then they come home. On the 12th, they'll host Wapato. On the 13th, they'll host Cashmere. On the 19th, they'll host Connell. And then last game before Christmas, the Saturday before Christmas, they will travel to Benton City to take on the Kybee Bears. Keep in mind, I mentioned their next game is at WAVA. The next broadcast, however, will be Natchez Valley. Unfortunately, that WAVA game will not be covered. We have to blame Tri-Cities Prep for that. My Tri-Cities Prep Jaguar football team, which is where I work. It's my day job. They're playing in the state championship against Toledo, and Rod Vazari was kind enough to give me the day off, so we will not be covering that WAVA game. And we are ready to go to start the second half, as the Hawks will be traveling from right to left to sit here at the scorer's table, and Hartwell will inbound to Kirschbaum with some pressure from Humbert. Hand off to Geese as we have our starting five out there, as Hartwell drives into the key, and they're going to call a tripping foul. And the ball will be out baseline. And that foul is going to be on Tucker Bruno. That is now his third personal. So Caden Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. To Hartwell, to Geese on the right wing. Evan dribbling to Kirschbaum on the right wing. Tries to spin in, drives into the key, wants to Eurostep, lost the handle on his dribble. And it's going to be picked up by Ledesma to go up court to Camarena. He has to pull back out, feed to Bruno. Now to Humbert. And Humbert will have two come out on him on the right wing to Bruno. Bruno dribbling into the corner, managed to lose Creeley, but then feeds to Ledesma, drives into the key, and he got Perks. Oh, no! I thought Perks had fouled him, but instead Bruno traveled, and Kirschbaum somehow got poked in the head. And Decime will check in for him. Uh-oh, long outlet pass. Oh, Perks manages to gather it in.
And then drives baseline, feeds to Creeley down low. Oh, his lane is a bit too strong. Tip rebound goes on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Decime. He'll feed to Geese in the right corner. Now to Hartwell. Hartwell wants to drive in. He's got to pull back out. We no. Sometimes the shoe squeaks and the whistle sound the same. To Decime on the right wing. He'll wanted to feed to Creeley and said the ball is going to be tipped. Stolen by Bruno coming down the left wing. Bruno, he'll turn around and pull up from 12. And they're going to say he got fouled on the way up as he launched an air ball. So Bruno is going to go to the line. Having been fouled by Kyler Creeley, that is his fourth personal. So that's the one fly in the ointment is we got some foul issues. As Kirschbaum is going to check back in, as will Judah Breithop and Ryan Gorton. After Bruno's first free throw, he is 0 for 2. And he hit that one. So now he's 1 for 3. So Creeley with four fouls is going to have to go to the bench. And they sent Gorton back. I don't know why. And then Hartwell has to go into the locker room? Oh, he's got a cramp. Hartwell's got a cramp. All right, so Bruno's second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. And Geese will come down with the rebound. So Geese... Oh, got away with the travel. Okay. I thought I saw Carey, and I was right, and they called it on him. So Humbert will inbound to Camarena. On the Hawks up 34-20. 6:34 to go in the third quarter. Camarena on the left wing to Ibarra. Ibarra driving in, gets cut off by Breithop. Now to Bruno. Bruno pulls up from about 13, puts it off the side of the rim, up and down and drops. And Bruno now with 7 points. Feed to Kirschbaum, who lost the handle on his dribble, somehow gathers it back in. Feeds to Decime, who then feeds Perks, who just waits for everybody to get out of the way. And Perks puts it away. Brought to you by Decime. As Ledesma comes down, launches an air ball, gets his own rebound, feeds to Camarena. Now to Humbert, then in the corner to Bruno, now back to Camarena. Oh, they gave a new shot clock out, so Camarena on the left wing to Humbert. Humbert to Bruno at the top, 15 on the shot clock. Geese on him to Ibarra in the corner. Ibarra has no driving lane. He'll end up putting up a long three, no good, gets his own rebound. Then feeds a driving Ibarra, who then drives baseline right down the key. Shot is no good. Breithop will come down with the rebound. He'll then bring it in. Then lost the handle on his dribble. Ends up going on the deck. Breithop gets it. Managed to scoop. No, instead it's going to feed to Humbert. With Geese in pursuit, and Humbert is able to lay it up and in because Geese didn't want to pick up a foul. Ledesma, however, was still on the deck in the backcourt. And they're going to force him to sub out as we whistled the ball dead. So Montgomery... will spell Ledesma for Mack High. 36-24 College Place. And the Hawks giving Mack High a 5-0 run to open the third quarter. Mack High's had a couple runs now. As Geese feeds the ball to the invisible man. The invisible man is Humbert, who's then going to drive down. Managed to fake Geese off of his feet. And Geese will pick up his third personal as Humbert puts the shot up and ends up being no good. So Geese with three fouls, Creeley with four fouls, Gorton, who's now going to check in, has three fouls. He's going to have to spell Geese, and foul trouble is becoming an issue for us as Humbert, who is 1 for 2 from the line, will shoot two, swirls that one in and out, no good. Gorton will now check in and spell Evan Geese. Zeke Hartwell will also check in, and he'll spell Judah Breithop. Pioneers fighting their way back into this game as Humbert hits the second. And the Hawk lead down to 11. As Kirschbaum will bring it up with Ibarra all over him. Then scoop to Decime, who then drives baseline and lays it up and in. Landon Decime with his first bucket of the game as Humbert drives baseline, has to kick out to Bruno for three. That's an air ball. But then Gorton loses it out of bounds. shoot and just let it go out of bounds, and you get that ball. As it is, 19 on the shot clock, Humbert will take it out baseline. T in the corner to Camarena on the left. Camarena now dribbling up to the top. Camarena still dribbling. Feed to Bruno on the right wing for three. That's going to be a long air ball that we're just going to let go out of bounds. And Juan Garcia, head coach for Mack High, is going, dude, that's not what we're looking to do here. As Kirschbaum will drive up on the left, now tries to drive into the key, slices through a triple team and lays it up in the end. Goodness gracious, my gosh. Caden Kirschbaum, when he has a full tank, can make his own offense. As Humbert will dribble to the right wing, and he'll hand off to Camarena with Zee Cartwell coming out on him. Wants to feed Bruno. Perks almost makes the steal, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor, Mack High, with 3:55 to go in the third quarter, and the Hawks up 40-25. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
3:55 to go here in the third quarter, and the Hawks, 15-point lead, equaling their halftime lead, up 40-25. Hawks struggling a bit with foul trouble, though. Evan Geese with three fouls. Ryan Gorton with three fouls. Kyler Creeley on the bench with four fouls. As Camarena will take the inbounds, shadowed by Breithop. Now wants to drive in, now has to give up, now feeds to Humbert. Humbert drive in, pull back out to Camarena, now on the left to Ibarra. Ibarra's going to get called for travel. Picked up his pivot foot without putting the ball down. Mack High turns the ball over. Kirschbaum in the face of the press, feeds to Breithop, now up court to Decime. Decime will now bring it up. He'll feed to Perks. Perks with Bruno all over him. He wants to drive in, and he'll, oh, as he went to go up, they're going to say they grabbed his arm. Yep. He didn't have the ball up. They said he was going up to shoot, so Big John Perks is going to go to the line, having been fouled by Tucker Bruno, and that is his fourth personal. So Malachi Huffman is going to have to check in for him. John Perks is one for one. He got an and one in the first half, and he hits that one. The redhead, deficient, Huffman and Ledesma checking in for the Pioneers as Bruno and Randall Montgomery will go to the bench for Mack High. So Perks, he's got that routine, hangs the ball on his right hip, dribbles three, spins it for one, then he hunkers and fires and nails it. He's three for three. Hawks killer from the line. They are 9 for 10. Ibarra wants to drive in the key. Has to pull back out. Feeds to Camarena. Camarena wanted to shake and bake on Breithop. Feeds to Humbert. Now at the top to Huffman. Huffman pulls up from 18. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound traced down by Camarena. Camarena on the left wing to Humbert. Humbert, one dribble, pulls up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Gorton will come down with the rebound. And almost throws, and does throw the ball away. It's going to be picked up by Huffman. Oh, and they're going to call a charge. Gorton drew a foul on Huffman. That was, I'll tell you what, that was a semi-questionable, I mean, it could have gone either way. Gorton may have gotten lucky, but we'll take it. As Huffman will draw his first personal. Breithop to Decime as the Pioneers are going to press, but Perks is going to come. Oh, my gosh. Perks drives coast to coast. His lay-in's too strong. Tip rebound put up by Gorton is no good. Camarena will come down with the rebound. Camarena on the right wing with Decime coming out on him. Now dribbling to the left, feed to Ibarra. Ibarra pulling up from 18 with Gorton in his face. Off the side of the rim, no good. Breithop will come down with the rebound. He then will bring it up, drives to the top of the key. Oh, he manages to work his way into the key and puts it away from 8 feet. Judah Breithoff from coast to coast. Hawks suddenly up by 19, 44 to 25 as Humbert will walk it up, give on the right wing to Huffman. Now to Ledesma at the top. Ledesma fakes the three to Huffman on the right wing. Huffman wants to drive in, goes up against Perks and fakes Perks off of his feet and Huffman manages to put away for his first bucket of the game. Breithoff inbounds to Decime to Perks in the center. Now to Breithoff, who then will come up and he'll then drive into the key. Feeds to Gorton, waiting down low and banks it home. Ryan Gorton brought to you by Judah Breithoff. There's a combination you haven't heard before. 46-27. Nice ball movement as Humbert puts up a long three, ends up being no good. Gorton will come down with a rebound. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum. As Kirschbaum will cheat to the left, still maintaining his dribble with Humbert all over him. Now he drives into the key, slices through two. His lane is too strong. Camarena will come down with a rebound. 1:15 to go in the third. Hawks up by 19. Camarena dribbling, pulling out. Now dribbling in. Gives on the left to Ledesma. Ledesma pulling up for three on the left wing. Off the side of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Decime. And Decime will bring it up. Landon with Ledesma on him. Drives into the key. Lost the handle on his dribble. Manages to go up. And then they're going to say he got hacked by Huffman. That's an on-the-floor foul. As Huffman picks up his second personal. And Kirschbaum will take it out far baseline. Far baseline. He'll take it out baseline. I don't know what I'm thinking. Montgomery will check in, and he will spell Ibarra, who's looking a little gassed. Oh, wanted to go up and down to Perks instead, overthrows, and Ledesma gathers the rebound for 2-on-1 fast break. With Ledesma, rather Decime, who knocks the ball out of bounds as Ledesma went up. That was a great play by the Wahai senior transfer. Man, good hands, man, right there. As Huffman feeds to Humbert. Humbert in the right corner, fakes the three, feeds to Huffman, goes up against Gorton, puts it off the side of the rim, no good, and Breithoff will come down with the rebound. Judah coming up the right wing. Still maintaining his dribble. Now he'll pull back up and he'll feed Kirschbaum at center circle. Kirschbaum pulling up for three. Oh my, Caden Kirschbaum with an Edward Jones, Hank Warden three, and the Hawks back up by 22. 49-27. Montgomery in the corner for three off the side of the rim. No good. Perks will come down the rebound. He is running. He wants to go. Lost the handle on his dribble. Going to be picked up by Camarena. Shoot. He had dreams of being who's the big guy from Gonzaga a few years ago. As Ledesma puts up a long three off the side of the rim. No good. Kirschbaum comes down with the rebound. Launches a full court shot off the backboard. No good. And the third quarter comes to an end with the Hawks now up 22. 49-27. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks had their lead trimmed to 12 points at one point in the third quarter, and then they went on a tear. They lead by 22 after three quarters of play, 49-27 over the Mack High Pioneers. And the Hawks going to have their starting five out there, including Kyler Creeley, who's riding with four fouls. So it'll be Mack High basketball to start the fourth as Humbert will take it out far sideline. And Humbert will give in the backcourt to Camarena. Kim Moreno with Hartwell coming out on him. He'll cheat to the right. Now dribbling into the right corner. Wants to drive baseline, getting it cut off. Now he'll pull back out. Now he's back out at center circle. He's been dribbling the whole time. It's 15 on the shot clock. Camarena waiting for something to open. Oh, they left the lane open. And he got a clear lane to the bucket, and his shot was too strong. His Kirschbaum will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Geese in the right corner. He then drives into the key, pull up from 14. Oh, off the front of the rim, no good. Huffman will come down with a rebound for Mackay. Feed to Humbert. And Humbert on the right wing to Camarena. Camarena at the top to number five, then to Humbert for a long three. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Zeke Hartwell, but credit Evan Geese with the tip. As Hartwell will hand off to Geese in the right corner, dribble to the top. Now to Creeley, drives into the key and lays it in. Left lane lay-in by Kyler Creeley, his first point since the first quarter. 51-27, College Place, as Ledesma slams into Creeley. We end up getting a no call. There had to be something there. As Ledesma goes into the corner, ends up turning the ball over. Geese then comes up the right wing. Now he'll pull up. And Evan feeds to Hartwell on left wing. Zeke handing off to Kirschbaum. Down low to Perks. Perks spin to Geese. Right wing three. Boom! Evan Geese! With a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, and it's getting out of hand. Hawks double him up now, 54-27, as Humbert cheats to the right wing with Kirschbaum walking out on him to Montgomery to Camarena at the top. Camarena, he'll pull up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Creeley will sky for the rebound. He'll feed to Perks, and Big Red will now hand off to Kirschbaum wisely. Kirschbaum. He now will drive into the key. Euro steps and lays it up and in down the right lane. Caden Kirschbaum making his own offense. Hawks up now by 29, 56-27, as Camarena to Ledesma in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Kirschbaum will sky for the rebound. He then wants to come up. Wassaham, nope. They're going to call a grabbing foul as he came up the court. So it'll be Hawk basketball as Breithaupt gets ready to check in. And that foul is going to be on Matthew Humbert. As will Alexis Ibarra and Tucker Bruno for the Pioneers. Bruno will be riding with four fouls. Kyler Creeley has five for the Hawks, but he has since gone to the bench. Breithaupt checked in for him. Long outlet pass to Geese. He goes into the backcourt to get it. With Ledesma coming out on him. Now he doubles to the right, feeds Kirschbaum down low, goes up and gets blocked out of bounds by Ibarra. 19 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Feed to Breithaupt. Quick swing around to Hartwell. Now swing around to Kirschbaum in the right corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Hartwell skies in for the rebound. He goes double clutches, goes up and draws the foul. And I think he got Bruno to foul out. If so, that's a heads-up play. Yes, he did. So Tucker Bruno is done as Zeke Hartwell forced a foul upon him. And Zeke will go to the line. He is 3 for 4. Bruno will foul out with 7 points. Yes. 7 points for the senior, Tucker Bruno. And checking in for him will be, this looks to be Kassir Carter-Lee, a 6'1 sophomore. So Zeke will go to the line for two. And the Hawks, I don't want to say anything yet. Let's see how Zeke does from the line here. Yeah. Yeah, that's... I want to wait till this next one because I don't want to jinx anything. Hits it. The Hawks are 11 for 12 from the line. You gotta love that. You just gotta love that. As Ryan Gordon gets ready to check in, as Humbert feeds to Cassius Smith, who then feeds Camarena, and then they're going to call a foul on the floor. And that foul's on Zeke Hartwell. That's his first. Gordon. We'll check in as we're Kyler Creeley and Landon Decime. Hartwell and Geese and John Perks go to the bench. It's Camarena with 5 minutes to go. Will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Humbert. He now wants to drive baseline. Instead, he's running into trouble. Now he'll kick out to Ibarra. Ibarra will then pull it for about 12 off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound. Creeley tips it to Breithop. So that's a Breithop rebound, but credit Kyler Creeley with it. As we feed to Kirschbaum on the right wing, he'll now feed to Decime. Decime drives into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul. And Decime went down kind of hard. And Carter Lee and Ledesma help him up. And that foul is on Carter Lee, his first personal. As Breithop gets the ball down in the corner, feeds to Kirschbaum, who turned fadeaway 12-footer off the front of the rim. No good. As Adrian Camarena will bring it up. To Ibarra, who they're going to call for travel. Oh, that was Aiden. Was that Aiden? Yeah, that was Aiden Camarena. So you have Aiden and Adrian Camarena out there. The Hawks have Geese, Decime, Hartwell, Gorton, and Creeley out there. With 4:19 to go in the game, as Decime drives into the key, and they're going to call him for a travel. So, Aiden Camarena will inbound his brother Adrian. Aiden the junior, Adrian the senior. It's Adrian right now with the ball, and he feeds to Aiden at the top of the key. Back to Adrian. Now left wing Ledesma. Ledesma has the ball stolen by Hartwell, who then lost it, gathered it back in. He double dribbled and got away with it. And then Ledesma pokes it out of Zeke's hands, out of bounds, but it will be College Place basketball. 27 on the shot clock, 3:57 on the game clock. And Decime will take the inbound. He now pulls up at the top, feeds Creeley at the top of the key. Creeley wants to drive in. It goes off balance, shot off the back of the rim. No good. As Ibarra will come down with the rebound. With Creeley in pursuit, we'll hand off to Ledesma. Now to Adrian Camarena for three off the front of the rim. No good. Zeke Hartwell comes down with a long rebound, and he'll pull up and let the traffic pass him. With Aiden on him. Now dribble to center circle. John Perks and Caden Kirschbaum getting ready to check back in. As Geese running down the shot clock down to 13 to Hartwell. Drives into the key. He'll scoop down the left lane. Shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Aiden Camarena. And Aiden contesting pretty aggressively with the ref. This is a ref I'm well familiar with. He's got a lot of patience, and he's also very, very good. And now he's talking to Aiden about exactly what was going on, and Camarena is shaking his head. And the ref continues to talk to him. This is a civil conversation. Aiden is politely disagreeing, let's say. As inbound to Geese, and Geese spin now to Hartwell on the left wing. He then drives in baseline, pulls up from 12 off the front of the rim, no good. Perks comes down with a rebound and drops it home. John Perks with, I believe that's 15 points, as Adrian Camarena will bring it up. Adrian to Aiden on the left wing. Aiden with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Lost his dribble, going to be picked up by Kirschbaum. 2:30 to go in the game. Hawks up by 33, 60-27. As Caden still dribbling, now feeds down to Perks down low, puts a spin move on Carter Smith, and his lay-in is no good. And Aiden Camarena will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Adrian, and Adrian will come up. Oh, fed Ibarra down low, but then he has to turn around and contend with Perks, and just shots off the front of the rim, no good. Decime will come down with a rebound, with Ryan Gorton getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Decime in the right corner to Kirschbaum for three and hits. Caden Kirschbaum with an Edward Jones, Hank Warden three. 36 point lead. We got a timeout on the floor. 1:52 to go in the game, and it's all Hawks. College Place 63, Mack High 27. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:52 to go in the game. Hawks up by 36, 63 to 27. And we got a travel. Yep. As Nathan Garner, a senior guard, has checked in, as has number 30. And I don't even have a number for or a name for him. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, guarded by Garner. You think Coach Pumphrey might think about calling off the dogs at this point. He'll hand off to Decime on the right corner. Now to Geese. Geese. Oh, man. Drives right baseline. Lays it up and in. Evan Geese with his first two-pointer of the evening. 38-point lead. As Humbert drives into the key. Puts up a spin move. Almost makes a drop. They're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Ryan Gorton. And if so, that'll be his fourth personal. No, they're saying that foul's on Landon Decime. That's his first person. So Humbert will go to the line, who is 2 for 4 so far tonight. And that shot was nothing but net. Problem is, it was on the wrong side of the rim. It was an air ball. And the second one's off the front of the rim, and he almost chases down his own rebound. But Evan Geese is going to bring it down. Whoop! And tries to go cross court to Zeke Hartwell and throws the ball out of bounds. Oh, and Geese got a little hitch in his giddy up. Yeah, so he twisted his ankle a little bit. So Kyler Creeley will check in. And number 30, whoever he is, will inbound to Humbert. And Humbert will hand off to 30. 30. Dribbling around, back to Humbert on the left wing, 18 on the shot clock, under 60 seconds on the game clock now as Humbert wanting to drive in, keeps getting hands up to 30, he'll pull up for three. That's an air ball out of bounds. He tried to draw a foul by going on his can and the ref wasn't buying it. 48 seconds to go in the game on the Hawks, joining their lady counterparts. They're going to go to 1-0, win this opening game of the season as the Pioneers will press. He's got Garner harassing Kirschbaum, but Kirschbaum manages to cross the timeline and ends up losing the dribble, but it's going to be picked back up by Creeley. We actually had changes of possession there, so we got a fresh 30. As Hartwell goes cross court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will drive into the key, double clutch, and put it up no good, but they're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Garner. Yeah. Garner will pick up his first personal, and Caden Kirschbaum, who is 3 for 3, will go to the line for two. 23 seconds to go. Hawks up 65-27. Oh, we got a miss. We got a miss. We were 11 for 12 up to that point. Kirschbaum gave a bellow after he missed that one. Won't put that one off the front of the rim, but he ends up chasing down his own rebound. You should just pull it back out and hold it, guys. Decime feeds to Gorton, but he will back down. His shot is too strong. Tip rebound brought down by Humbert. 13 seconds to go. He's going to come up the court with Creeley all over him. As Humbert ends up losing the handle on his dribble, and then they're going to call a foul on Creeley going for the rebound. So Kyler Creeley will foul out. Creeley will go back to the bench with 7.2 seconds to go and 6 points on the evening. checking in for the Hawks will be the 6'3 sophomore Brody Smith. Seeing his first action. Oh, he's spelling. We got a technical. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. And now ref has just teed up Evan Geese. Sorry. He teed up Zeke Hartwell. I beg your pardon. Not Evan Geese. Oh, okay. They're saying Zeke Hartwell's clapping, and they're saying he was clapping in the face of an opponent, and the ref is calling that as taunting. So Hartwell will clear out back, and we're going to clear out the court altogether as Mackay gets to shoot technical fouls. So let's see. I'm trying. Was Humbert? No, Humbert was not to the line. I think they get the ball because Creeley's foul was on the floor, so we weren't going to be shooting, and now they're going to put Nathan Garner to the line to shoot these two technicals. Garner, a senior, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Hawks 11 for 14 from the line. Mackay 5 for like 12. As Garner hits the second. And now, I'm sorry. They're also saying he got to shoot foul shots because of Creeley's foul, so Garner will get to shoot those. He hits the first. Now he gets to hit one more. All moot as the Hawks are up 65-29, although Garner makes it 65-30. The strength of going 3 for 4. And the Pioneers will get the ball with Humber taking it out far sideline with 7.2 seconds to go. Hawks still obviously to go to 3-0 as Humbert will inbound to number 30, and I don't have a name for him. And he's just going to hang on to it and let things run out. And that will be your final. The Hawks go to 1-0 on the season. They don't lead coast to coast, but awful close. They beat Mackay 65-30. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Hawks. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So the Hawks open the season with a pretty resounding win over Mack High here at the in the Hawks' den. They didn't lead coast-to-coast. Mack High did hit a three to open the game. They were up 3-0, but then the Hawks quickly went on a 14-1 run, and for the large part, never looked back. They did allow Mack High a couple of runs. They had a 5-0 run at one point, a 9-0 run at another point. That actually got the lead to single digits, but then the Hawks would end up storming back, and they end up winning going away. 65-30. Here is your unofficial scoring statistics. For McLaughlin, Diego Ledesma with 2 points, Nathan Garner with 3 points, Randall Montgomery with 3 points, Alexis Ibarra with 6 points, Tucker Bruno with 7 points, and Matthew Humbert also with 7 points. So Bruno and Humbert leading all Mack High scorers with 7 points apiece. For the Hawks, Landon Decime in his debut with the team getting 2 points. Judah Breithaupt with 2 points. Ryan Gorton with 4 points. Kyler Creeley with 6 points. And then we start getting into the heavy contributors. We've got Zeke Hartwell, 12 points. Big John Perks, 15 points, numerous rebounds. I wasn't tracking them. I've got to remind myself I got to start tracking them in the future. And guess who? Caden Kirschbaum leading all scorers on the court with 21 points. Hawks at 1 point, 11 for 12 from the free throw line. They end up finishing 11 for 14. Still, that is a very, very good figure. I mean, the Hawks got challenged a couple times, and they just turned around and answered. So having returning the bulk of our players from last year, looks like maybe we can make some improvements over a 2-18 campaign from last year. Coming up for the Hawks, they are going to be at home this Saturday. No, wait. They're on the road. I beg your pardon. They're on the road this Saturday at WAVA. And that game slated to start at 7:30. So it's an interesting setup this weekend. Saturday, you have the girls at home at Riverside, the boys on the road at WAVA. I will say neither of those games will be broadcast. The next broadcast will be when we start league play next week, when both the Lady Hawks and the Hawks go on the road. And that will be from Natchez Valley. So next boys broadcast will be 7 o'clock from Natchez Valley High School up in the Natchez Valley. I mean, up along the Yakima Valley. So make sure you tune in for that here. And again, your final here from the Hawks Nest. The Hawks don't lead from start to finish, but it was awful close to that. And they win going away over Mack High, 65-30. Next game, this Saturday at WAVA. Next broadcast, next Tuesday from Natchez Valley. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.